Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Chaf Aleph, Nida 21b, pagination is 42, will start in the wide lines, at the end of a line, in the middle, in terms of height, of the wide lines. The last words on the line are Ba'amine Rabbi Yirmiya. And this question was asked, May Rab Zera from Rab Zera. Haroe dam bishefoferes mahu. If blood was seen through a straw, through a little pipe, what is the halacha? So what happened over here is that some sort of straw-like object, an instrument, was put into the birth canal and went all the way until the point of the uterus, went through the cervix into the uterus, and the blood that came out was through this pipe, through this straw or instrument that's hollow, so that the blood never came out naturally touching the walls of the cervix, but rather the blood came out inside the straw. Mahu, what's the halacha? And apparently there was an awareness here that prompted the question that indeed is going to have the ruling that it's tar, that that's not considered the period type blood. Bivisara amar rachmana velo b'shefoferes. It has to be that the blood comes out in the flesh, naturally, and not in the straw, in this utensil. Odilma, or maybe, hai bisara, the word bisara mi boile is needed for a different limud, a different teaching. Shemetama mi bifnim kivachutz. To let you know that the tuma of the blood applies even when it's inside, just like when it's outside. What are we talking about? So Rashi points out that there's a unique difference between male and female. In a male, an emission, whether it's keri or zav, an emission is defined when the liquid leaves the body. It has to leave the body, and then it's considered an emission. In contrast, by a woman, even while it's mibifnim, even while the emission, the blood in this case, is inside the body, kivachutz, it would be metame once it reaches a certain point of the emission, even though it's still in the body. And that's because the demarcation is once it leaves the uterus, it goes beyond the cervix, even while it's still in the birth canal, she's already tamei nida. That, the Gemara is said, it is learnt from the word bivisara. While it's still in the flesh, there's tumah. Obviously, while it's still in the uterus is not tumah, that's natural. Woman's not going to become nida from that. But once it comes out of the uterus, it comes past the cervix, it's in the birth canal, it's still bivisara in her flesh, it's still in there. We actually discussed this in the very beginning of the Masechta, that kosle beis harechem, the walls of the body, slowed down the liquid, it never made it to the outside until much later. But the definition of nida is even mibifnim, while it's still in the body, once it has left the uterus. So that's a special limud from the word bisara. Again, the words, shemetama mibifnim kivachutz, that the tumah by a woman is even while the blood is inside the body, once it gets a certain level of being emitted, kivachutz, like what would be more clear is that it leaves the body, like in the case of a man, where the emission is out of the body. So the Gemara says, we have this question. When it says bivisara in the flesh, does it mean to say that the blood has to be emitted within the flesh in a natural way? And if it's in a shofoferes, it's not going to be considered nida? Or the word bisara is already used for a different concept, that it will become tame while it's still in the body once there's a level of emission, and we don't have anything extra to teach us that it has to be bivisara in her flesh in a natural way to make it tame, and it would be tame even within the straw. Amale, Reb Zera responded, Bivisara Amar Rachmana Velo Bishifoferes. The word Bisara indeed teaches us both. The Gemara explains why you're able to learn both. But that's the ruling of the Gemara, that Bivisara teaches us that the emission has to be natural, and if it's within the straw that the emission of blood took place, that's not considered nida. Now, Art Scroll, note 15, raises a discussion of how much of a straw would be required in order to sidestep the laws of nida. What kind of instrument was being used? One approach is that as long as there's a hefsek at the spot in the body of the emission, which is the spot between the uterus and the birth canal, as long as there's a shofoferes there, that's going to be enough to absolve of laws of nida. And if the blood is only coming through that spot with a hefsek, with a separation, it's not going to be nida, even though it then flows through the birth canal. Others, however, learn that to absolve, it has to actually be the entire Bisara, the entire birth canal, straight through from the uterus, the blood went through all the way to outside the body without natural Bisara flow within the flesh of the person. But anything short of that would render nida, so that's a discussion of its own. Indeed, Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Ches Gimel in Yoredeya, Hichnisa Shifoferes, if she put in this straw, Vehotzia Badam, and drew blood inside of it, Tahora. She's Tahor, even though blood came out of the uterus, but it never came out naturally, Bivsara, and it's not Nida. The Mechaber at the end of the Siman, Sivvav, defines Shir Shifoferes, the amount of this straw, how big is it? It's thin as thin can be. Really thin. And the blood only came inside the straw and not outside at all. Now, there is another principle that we have to keep track of. And that's a principle which can be found on the top of the Amud, on the third line. It's impossible for the uterus to open at the spot of the cervix. It's impossible for it to open without blood coming out. It's a principle. And if we know that the cervix opened in that way, even though we don't see dam, we don't notice any blood, there's for sure blood, and that's a principle. So the question, of course, arises. So then the minute there's a shefoferes going into the uterus, she should automatically be tame, because efsha below dam, it's impossible without blood. So a cute way to sidestep this would be, well, sure, there's blood, but the blood is coming inside the tube. Okay. There's another possibility here, and that is that the poskim say that the cervix by nature is open a certain amount. there's a dilation. There's a certain amount. If the tube is dak shebedakim, thin as thin can be, such that it doesn't push open the cervix in any way, so then that's not psichas hakever. That's not opening of the uterus. If, however, a utensil is used that pushes open, so then that's psichas hakever, and that's going to for sure have blood. So the advantage of this unique case of dak shebedakim, a very thin instrument, is that if it's really that thin, it might have the rule of the shefoferes described. However, many hold that any time you use a utensil, regardless of its size, that pushes open, that's by definition going to render nida. And this will have great relevance in all kinds of medical procedures that have to be considered. What level of agitation is involved for that procedure? What level of manipulation is being done? And those considerations will define whether the procedure indicates change to nida status or not. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.